I wanted to talk about an organization. We talked about, I introduced this group to you not too long ago, Wreaths Across America. They're an organization that does, through volunteer work, wreath-laying ceremonies at military cemeteries, like Arlington National Cemetery, for example, and the one near you, perhaps. Well, that was canceled. But now it's not. Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy said this past week he overruled an earlier decision to cancel the wreath-laying event by Wreaths Across America at Arlington National Cemetery. I'm not going to say tweeted. That sounds undignified, Secretary of the Army tweeting. He wrote on Twitter. How's that sound? Yeah, a little more dignified. I have directed Arlington National Cemetery to safely host Wreaths Across America. We appreciate the families and visitors who take time to honor and remember those who are laid to rest at our nation's most hallowed ground. Karen Durham Aguilera, who's the executive director of the Office of Army Cemeteries, as well as Arlington National Cemetery, announced the event would be canceled because of coronavirus. And that announcement prompted Wreaths Across America to say they were shocked by the unexpected turn of events. The event that they have scheduled is for December 19th. And it's the second or third Saturday, usually, of December at cemeteries across the country. There's going to be 2,400 participating cemeteries. And again, like I said, maybe one of those is yours. If it's not, then you might still have time to get yours involved. You go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. You can find out more information. Also, too, to see if they need a volunteer near where you are. You can click on the website, and there's a access button to do a search to find a location, a veteran cemetery near you. If you don't see one, you can become a location coordinator for a cemetery, a veteran cemetery, in your area. There's no cost to becoming a participating location and host a Wreaths Across America ceremony. They do teaching as well. They get schools, scout groups, civic organizations, religious groups involved. It becomes a learning and honoring experience all at the same time. And this really goes into what I've talked about so often. We have Veterans Day and Memorial Day, which are two special days to honor our veterans. But there's a whole bunch of other days in between those 2 days, aren't there? So something like this just really, really makes a difference. And it does the survivors, the family, the friends who have survived the passing of that loved one who's a veteran to see that they're being recognized by others. That really makes a difference with those families and friends. Something that Wreaths Across America do too, when a volunteer places a wreath on a veteran's grave, they're encouraged to speak out loud that veteran's name and thank them for their service and sacrifice, reflect on that person, their life, their contribution, in a variety of ways. You would think, too, that outside cemeteries, doing this COVID-safe would be easy. You have one or two people taking care of each row. Depending on the number of people you have, you stagger those out to a two, three, four row spread, and each person has their turf, their territory, and that's what they take care of. It's not the grand scale. No, it can't be that. That's just the reality that we're in. But it's certainly, there's always a way to do what's important, no matter what the obstacle, the hurdle is, and there is a way to do this. So it's a good thing that the ceremony, not just at Arlington, but hopefully of any other veteran cemetery, was told by their local government to forget it this year, that this too will change that situation. So again, find out more at wreathsacrossamerica.org.